You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Day Before the Spring Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge. Remember, if you haven't joined us in our private Facebook group yet, the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Facebook group, please check your email for the link and join us. This is where a lot of the challenge and the magic will happen. So let me tell you what to expect over the next 7 days so you can wrap your heart and mind around it and get ready. Every day, you'll receive an email with a link to this podcast. And even though I'll cover some of the information in your email message, like a little snapshot, you get all of it here in the podcast. So here's what you can expect. Each day, I'll be talking about one bariatric surgery guideline, and I'll share information on why this guideline is fundamental to your long-term health. You'll hear from the ASMBS, which is the American Society for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery, plus other trusted sources on the subject. And then, inspired by the research from Dr. Brené Brown and other amazing experts, we'll focus on one essential component for wholehearted living, along with information on why it's important for your life. I'll ask you to set a goal related to each, the bariatric surgery guideline and the wholehearted living component. Then I'll ask you to get clear on why you want to achieve your goals. This is where you dig deep and get clear. You get insight on each goal. And I'll ask you how you'll achieve your goals, what actual steps you'll take to make your goals happen, your actions. But it's not enough just to think about your goals. And you know this is the truth, because we wake up every day with goals, but unless they're super specific and super clear, and unless you have a big why for achieving your goals, your intrinsic motivation, and unless you have very clear and distinct action steps for when and how you'll achieve your goals, you don't really get the results you want, do you? So for best results, you've got to write your goals, your whys, and your hows down. You've got to write them down. You can use a journal. In fact, it would be really cool if you created a spring fresh start journal or used a section in your current journal for this master challenge. Or you can use the notes section in your phone or wherever you like to write down what's important to you. Now, I told you I was going to be asking more from you in this challenge. It's not going to be all me preaching and teaching and hoping you get results. If you really want results, if you really want this to be a fresh start, if you really want to approach your weight loss surgery journey in a new, peaceful, clear way, then you've got to take action. So writing down your goals, your why, and your hows in a journal is great. But for better results, I'm asking you to post your goals, why, and how in the Fresh Approach Facebook group. Because the American Society of Training and Development did a study on accountability and found these following statistics. This is really, really good. You have the probability of completing a goal if you have an idea or a goal by 10%. That makes sense, right? If you consciously decide you'll do it, you increase the probability of completing it by 25%. If you decide when you'll do it, by 40%. If you decide how you will do it, you increase the probability of achieving that goal by 50%. When you commit to someone, or in our case, a group of someone's in the Facebook group, that you'll do it. When you commit to someone that you'll do it, you increase that by 65%. And if you have a specific accountability appointment with the person you've committed to, it goes up to 95%. So for this, you could partner with someone in our group or check in with your best friend. But of course, I want you to be comfortable posting in the group. So if some of what you're coming up with, your insights about why your intrinsic motivation feels too personal to post, I get it. So if you'd prefer to post part of your challenge, an abbreviated version of what you wrote down in your journal, you're still making a huge commitment and setting yourself up for big results. You can even post a picture of yourself following through with the challenge, and I'll be giving you some examples in the Facebook group so you can see what goals, whys, and hows may look like for each focus. Remember, insight plus action equals results. Now, on Sunday, I posted a pre-challenge exercise in the Facebook group where a link to a video where I teach you how to get clear on your why. And I talk about this a lot, your why, because the reasons we had for originally having weight loss surgery and wanting to reach a healthy weight or goal weight may not be the same reasons we have now. Personally, for me, if you've heard my story, I talk about the reasons I wanted to have weight loss surgery. I didn't want to have to inject insulin anymore. I was an insulin-dependent diabetic before I had weight loss surgery. I didn't want to do that anymore. I didn't want my children to have to see me injecting insulin into my stomach. I wanted to play with my new granddaughter. I wanted to hike with my kids. My adult sons were very into hiking and I wanted to go with them. I wanted to wear a sundress on the beach, not even a bathing suit, a sundress on the beach and feel comfortable with myself. I wanted to go bike riding. I wanted to wake up every morning not worried about my weight, how I was going to lose weight anymore. But you know what happens? And it probably happened for you too. I met all of those goals within the first year. I was hiking. I was playing with my grandchild. I wore a sundress at the beach. I was no longer an insulin diabetic. So here's the thing. If we don't consistently reevaluate why we want to be our healthiest selves, we don't have that internal motivation anymore. You've got to get super clear. At this point, I've now driven down my goal so clear that I don't see it changing a lot, and it hasn't changed over the past few years. And so when I posted the challenge yesterday, it was also with a link to a video where I teach you how to get clear on your why. So I encourage you to check it out because you were a different person 2, 4, or 7 years ago. Your life was different. Hey, the world was different. So it's important to get clear on why you want to do this now. Why are you in this Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge? What prompted you? What feelings came up for you and said, you know what, I want to do this. It's time for me to do this. We want you to have internal motivation for setting your daily goals and mapping out clear action steps each day on how you'll achieve these goals. Can you hear it in my voice? It means a lot to me for you to create a peaceful weight loss surgery journey for yourself. No more comments like, I'm a loser, I'm a failure, I just can't get it right, why can't I stick with anything, I don't have enough willpower, I'm just meant to be fat, my carb cravings are too strong, I can't stop eating junk food, I have to get back on track. Oop, did I get you there? I have to get back on track. I don't believe in getting back on track. Because that track you're trying to find and get back on, the reason it's so hard is because it doesn't exist anymore. You can't go back to the way you did things even last year because you and your life are not the same. So while there may be elements of your past track that worked well for you and you want to bring those into your life now, you've got to get clear on the realities of your life now and create a new track. It doesn't mean you'll, you know, let go of everything that worked for you in the past. But you've got to adjust, adapt to what's going on in your life now and who you are now. So there you have it. What you can expect from me and what I expect from you if you really want results. During the next 7 days we spend together for the Spring Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge, I'm excited to be with you. I'm excited to come in and talk with you every day and then talk with you more in the Fresh Approach Facebook group. This feels good. It's the right time, and I hope you're feeling it too. All right, I will see you in the Facebook group, and I will see you again in your inbox tomorrow and here on the podcast. All right, love, light, and grace to you.